Hello, this is Joan with the Bloomington Normal Pantograph, dated Thursday, March 12th, 2020. We will begin today's reading on the front page with the article headlined, Coronavirus, ISU Extends Break. ISU wanted to make sure we were out ahead of this. By Lenore Sabota. Normal. Illinois State University announced Wednesday it is extending spring break for students until March 23rd and moving to online or other teaching methods until at least April 12th because of the coronavirus threat. University High School and Metcalf Laboratory School will follow the same schedule. Illinois Wesleyan University and Heartland Community College are continuing to discuss their plans. ISU spokesman Eric Jome said the decision to extend spring break was made now because we wanted to make sure we were out ahead of this, so we didn't bring a lot of people back to campus, then tell them they had to go home again. Normal Mayor Chris Koos said Wednesday night, "I think it's probably a prudent decision, and ISU is certainly not alone." Koos said, "I'm actually sitting with a Western North Carolina University professor, and they are doing exactly the same thing. Universities are taking this approach, and I think you are going to see more of this happening. I think they are being cautious and prudent." In a message from President Larry Dietz, students were told to remain at their permanent home residence until further notice, and students now living in residential halls, Cardinal Court apartments, or university-owned apartments should return to their permanent home residences. Students who cannot return home, including international students, will be helped on a case-by-case basis, Jome said. Students also will be able to return at some point to get books or other materials needed to continue their studies that they did not take with them when they left for break, he said. "Some of the details will be filled in the next day or two," said Jome. Koos said a lot of students who rent apartments off campus have 12-month leases, so my sense is they'll probably still be in the community, living in their apartments. They will just be taking their education a different way. Faculty, staff, and graduate assistants will resume their normal work schedule the week of March 15th to adjust to alternative instruction. "This is not a campus closure where we close down and turn off the lights," said Jome. "We will still provide education in an alternative form." The university also has suspended all university-sponsored non-essential domestic travel and all international travel effective Monday until further notice. All summer 2020 study abroad programs and international internships have been canceled. Dietz said in his message that these difficult decisions were made due to the extraordinary circumstances surrounding the worldwide coronavirus pandemic, based on information from the World Health Organization, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and state and local health officials. ISU has been on spring break this week, and knowing people were traveling and the virus was spreading in the United States, Jome said there was concern of potential cases on campus. "Obviously, it's going to be a very challenging situation, which is why we extended spring break," said Jome. "It allows campus a week to ramp up to go to alternative education." At Illinois Wesleyan University, which is on spring break, spokesman John Twork said, "Our university emergency response team is actively preparing for the potential appearance of COVID-19 in our region and its impact on campus. Part of our preparations include exploring expanded options for distance learning, such as online course instruction. We are committed to assuring the health and safety of our campus community and the continuity of our academic offerings." Heartland Community College is also on spring break this week, and spokesman Steve Fast said, "Leadership has been using this time to review all of our options for instruction and other operations in a way that best suits the health and safety of the entire college community. ISU is just the latest university in the United States to suspend in-person classes. Iowa State University and the University of Illinois also announced Wednesday that they were canceling in-person classes through at least April 3rd. Regular classes are continuing at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign as it approaches spring break next week. Although no decision has been announced to suspend face-to-face instruction, students were told in a mass email, "As a precaution, if you leave campus for spring break, we strongly advise that you take with you everything that you would need to continue your studies if the decision was made to suspend in-person classes." At Monmouth College in Western Illinois, residence halls and dining services will open this weekend, but classes are canceled Monday and Tuesday to give the campus time to continue preparations for our response to COVID-19, according to a message to students. In-person classes are scheduled to resume Wednesday, but the college said it is monitoring the situation hourly. In addition to the steps the ISU has taken, university officials are recommending individuals help contain or limit the spread of the coronavirus by following the CDC's social distancing guidelines, which include not being within 6 feet of someone for longer than 10 minutes. ISU also is postponing all events at ISU with 50 or more anticipated attendees from March 23rd through at least April 12th. ISU will regularly update a special web page, coronavirus.illinoisstate.edu, which includes a frequently asked questions section. The university said more communication will follow, but people with further questions can also email coronavirus@ilstu.edu. The World Health Organization on Wednesday declared coronavirus a pandemic. It says people with mild illness recover in about 2 weeks, while severe cases may last 3 to 6 weeks. For most people, the virus causes only mild or moderate symptoms, such as fever and cough. For some, especially older adults and people with existing health problems, it can cause more severe illness, including pneumonia. Also was announced Wednesday that the NCAA tournament will be played in front of empty arenas. The announcement came just as major conference tournaments kicked off at arenas across the nation, including in Las Vegas, where the USC and UCLA men's teams open Pac-12 tournament play on Thursday. On Wednesday, Southern Illinois University in Carbondale extended its spring break through March 22nd. Chicago, on Wednesday, joined the ranks of cities around the world to scrap St. Patrick's Day parades amid concerns about spread of the new coronavirus. Both houses of the Illinois General Assembly announced Wednesday that they have canceled legislative sessions in Springfield next week because of the threat of the spread of the new coronavirus. The cancellations come as the number of confirmed coronavirus cases climbs. In the U.S., the total has topped 1,000. Worldwide, more than 119,000 have been infected, and more than 4,200 have died. And here is a related story entitled, ISU Athletics Work on Plan as Break Extended, by Randy Kindred. Normal. The Illinois State Athletics Department hopes to have a plan in place soon regarding upcoming events after ISU President Larry Dietz announced late Wednesday afternoon the school has extended spring break until March 23rd because of the coronavirus. Dietz said the university will move to online instruction beginning March 23rd through at least April 12th and that university-run housing will be closed. Included in Dietz's statement was that effective March 23rd, events at ISU with 50 or more anticipated attendees are postponed at least through April 12th. Athletics Department spokesman Mike Williams said Director of Athletics Larry Lyons has been meeting regularly with university officials over the last several days. Now that we know what the president has set forth, we'll make adjustments as necessary, said Williams, Assistant Athletic Director, Communications. There are still a lot of extenuating circumstances and factors to deal with. We're making plans to address athletic-specific issues as quickly as we can. Illinois State's baseball, women's tennis, women's golf, and men's golf teams are on spring break trips to Florida. The home opener for the baseball team is scheduled for March 24th against Northwestern, while the softball team is slated to play its home opener on Tuesday against Bowling Green. Hopefully, we'll have something shortly as we work through all of the potential ramifications of the school restrictions, Williams said. It's a very fluid situation. And the next article is entitled, School Districts Consider Options, by Lenore Sabota and Kelsey Watznauer. Bloomington. Bloomington District 87 has meetings scheduled for next week as it joins other K-12 schools in deciding how to react to the COVID-19 pandemic and keep educating children. District 87 Superintendent Barry Riley told school board members Wednesday night, "It's a moving target that we're working with." Illinois State University's two laboratory schools, University High School and Metcalf Laboratory School, announced Wednesday that their current spring break will be extended for another week. District 87 and McLean County Unit 5 have their spring breaks March 23rd to 27th. With spring break looming, that's a good thing that provides time for planning, Riley said. The district has developed e-learning plans that have been approved to provide alternative education methods when schools are closed for events such as bad weather. But Riley said it wasn't intended to be for long extended periods of time. At Wednesday's Unit 5 school board meeting, Superintendent Mark Daniel said the district is considering all options when it comes to continuing education for the students, keeping safety at the forefront. "We are going to ramp up the process of e-learning," Daniel said. "It may happen by the time it's needed, if it's needed, or it may not." Riley said administrators and teachers are already working real hard on this, and a meeting of administrators is planned for Monday. Another meeting involving representatives of teachers as well as administrators will take place Wednesday. Riley said that was the earliest everyone could get together. On Tuesday, the Illinois State Board of Education is offering a webinar to school districts regarding the coronavirus. Dana Brown, spokeswoman for Unit 5, said the administration is sending updates to the district community every few days. "Things are changing as we speak," Daniel said. "We are trying to stay very much current. We are tapping into the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. We're tapping into the ISBE in regards of state guidelines." Colin Manahan, District 87's Chief Financial and Facilities Officer, told the board that school buses are being wiped down daily. Daniel said hand-washing education has been implemented at Unit 5, and while students are on spring break, the custodial staff will undertake a deep cleaning of all 24 buildings, giving extra attention to high-traffic areas, doors, and restrooms. "We are seeing things now that we have never experienced before," he said. "So we'll cross those bridges. We'll use our best information we can find, and our primary contact is CDC. No cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in District 87, Unit 5, or elsewhere in McLean County. At this point, the ISBE has made no recommendation that we close," Brown said. "Could that change? anything could change. Riley said District 87 knows of a family that traveled to Italy and is due back Monday. However, with Italy virtually shut down, it's not clear when they will actually return. In addition, President Donald Trump on Wednesday suspended travel between the United States and Europe for 30 days. And here's a story entitled, County, Bloomington, Change Three Polling Places. Long-term care facilities statewide restricting visitors. By Paul Sweech. Bloomington. Worry about the spread of the new strain of coronavirus has prompted visitor restrictions at long-term care facilities statewide, meaning many used as polling places are being moved or altered for Tuesday's primary election. The McLean County Board, at an emergency meeting on Wednesday evening at the Government Center, voted to move the Normal Precinct 21 polling place from the McLean County Nursing Home, 901 North Main Street, Normal, to the Fairview Family Aquatic Center, 801 North Main Street, Normal. The board also voted to move the Normal Precinct 10 polling place from Evergreen Place, the assisted living facility at 801 Gregory Street, Normal. The replacement location will be Cardinal Court, 700 Gregory Street. McLean County Clerk Kathy Michael said that the replacement locations are near the former locations and are accessible. In both cases, the moves were requested by facility administrators. Earlier Wednesday, Bloomington Election Commission changed the Bloomington Precincts 21 and 48 polling place from Westminster Village, the continuing care retirement community at 2025 East Lincoln Street, to the Doubletree by Hilton, 10 Brickyard Drive, at the request of Westminster Village, Election Commission Executive Director Paul Shannon said. The specific location will be Brickyard Room Number 2, he said. County Administrator Camille Rodriguez said the moves were being made to protect and promote the health of residents of the long-term care facilities and the public. While the changes were requested because of concerns about the nationwide and statewide spread of COVID-19, there were no confirmed cases in McLean County as of Wednesday evening. Statewide, 25 people have had confirmed cases of COVID-19, Illinois Department of Public Health said Wednesday. Michael spent Wednesday afternoon checking out possible alternate polling places after county and Evergreen Place administrators informed her of their decisions for their facilities to not be used as polling places next Tuesday. Michael said the 2,000 or so voters in Normal Precincts 10 and 21 would be informed of replacement polling places with new voter registration cards and a letter of explanation that will be mailed Thursday. In addition, signage will be at the county nursing home, Evergreen, and Westminster on Election Day to direct voters to the alternate polling places. Polling places at long-term care facilities are being moved or altered statewide because of the spread of COVID-19. Older adults and people with compromised immune systems are particularly susceptible. The next story is headlined, Bloomington couple departs cruise ship. After ship quarantine, Mays face 2 more weeks of quarantine. By Kevin Barlow. Oakland, California. A Bloomington couple awoke Wednesday morning to find luggage tags outside of their stateroom door of the Grand Princess, a cruise ship docked in Oakland after at least 21 people tested positive for COVID-19. Jordan and Barb May have been on the ship as it waited off the coast of California after coronavirus was detected. The luggage tags were a sign that the Mays were scheduled for disembarkment soon. Last night, the captain said they moved more than 1,000 off, Barb reported on her Facebook account. He has been told the goal is to move everyone today. Neither May has shown symptoms of the virus, but will be checked by medical staff. We have been watching, and it is a big waiting game, how long it takes to get the okay to walk off, then our temperature will be taken, then we go in a tent and have to answer some questions, then we load on a bus, then we wait, then we leave with a police escort, then we are taken directly to the aircraft. Long day ahead, she reported. It will be at least 2 weeks before the Mays are able to return home. They will be flown to either Lackland Air Force Base in Behar County, Texas, or Dobbins Air Reserve Base in Marietta, Georgia, for 2 weeks of quarantine. Once they arrive at that destination, they will be tested for the COVID-19 virus. Barb May said the McLean County Health Department has been in contact with the couple and will continue to be in touch over the next few weeks. A 71-year-old California man died of the disease last week, and officials discovered he had been on the ship a month earlier. 19 crew members were among those who tested positive and were quarantined on the ship. Last Thursday, guests were told to stay in their rooms, and several guests were tested for the virus. The Mays said the cruise ship has done everything possible to make their experience as enjoyable as possible, given the circumstances. Once disembarkation of the guests is completed, remaining crew members will remain on board, and Grand Princess will depart from San Francisco Bay. Plans for a crew quarantine are still being determined. Here's a story entitled Wahlburgers Coming to Hy-Vee. Restaurant will replace Market Grill inside store. By Nick Vlahos. Bloomington. Wahlburgers is coming to a Bloomington supermarket. The casual dining burger restaurant and bar with a celebrity touch is to replace Market Grill, located inside the Hy-Vee grocery located at 1403 North Veterans Parkway. The change also affects the Peoria store at 7610 North Orange Prairie Road and a store in Springfield. Hy-Vee spokeswoman Christina Gaiman confirmed the impending change Wednesday. Wahlburgers is expected to open by early summer. 21 Hy-Vee stores are to eschew full-service Market Grills for Wahlburgers. It's owned by Chef Paul Wahlberg and two of his siblings, actors-singers Donnie Wahlberg and Mark Wahlberg. Wahlburgers has about 30 locations in the U.S. The chain specializes in hamburgers, other sandwiches, and salads made with locally sourced ingredients and house-made sauces and dressings. Our customers are wanting more fresh and convenient meal options, Gaiman wrote in an email. Hy-Vee and Wahlburgers have been partners for about 3 years. Market Grills at Hy-Vee stores in Bloomington and Springfield also are to become Wahlburgers outlets. The next item is entitled Man Charged with Home Invasion Solicitation by Kelsey Watznauer. Bloomington. A Washburn man faces home invasion and solicitation charges. Sean M. Greenhall, 26, is charged with 2 counts of home invasion. He is accused of entering a person's home on December 21st and intentionally causing harm to them. He is also charged with 2 counts of solicitation of home invasion, dated December 21st and October 11th, for allegedly requesting another person to invade a home in order to commit criminal sexual assault. Greenall was also charged with 1 count of solicitation of criminal sexual assault from October 11th, accused of requesting a person to sexually assault the same victim named in each of his charges. A warrant for his arrest was issued and returned March 10th. He was jailed in lieu of posting $50,035. Here's a story entitled, Emergency Training at Ag Facility by Pantograph Staff. Normal. An all-day training exercise in Normal on Thursday will bring together fire and EMS agencies, hazardous materials and technical rescue response teams, and emergency management resources. The exercise, designed by Mutual Aid Box Alarm System, MABAS, agencies, is to prepare agencies to respond to a terror attack involving an agricultural facility. Exact details are kept secret from participating agencies, but may involve a simulated chemical release, explosive devices, incendiary fires, entanglement or entrapment in machinery, grain bin rescues, building collapse, and mass casualty response. The exercise starts at 7:30 a.m. at Asmark Institute AgriCenter, 14171 Carroll Drive, off Illinois 9, west of Bloomington. The exercise is scheduled to stop at 10 a.m. and resume later. Participating agencies include Danvers Fire Department, Bloomington Fire Department Hazardous Materials Response, Normal Fire Department Technical Rescue Team, McLean Fire Department and Urbana Fire Department Technical Rescue Team, Metro McLean County 911 Communications Center, METCOM, and McLean County Emergency Management Agency. This training exercise is funded by a grant through Mutual Aid Box Alarm System and Illinois Emergency Management Agency, following guidance from U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Here's a public safety notice entitled Suspects Sought. Normal police are asking for the public's help in finding men suspected in a mail theft, identity theft case. Anyone with information is asked to contact Normal Police Detective Underwood at 309-454-9798 or email bunderwood@normal.org. Reference incident report number 20200-2697. If you wish to remain anonymous, call McLean County Crime Stoppers at 309-828-1111. If your call leads to the arrest and indictment of suspects, you may be eligible for a reward of up to $1,000. And another public safety notice is entitled Burglary. A Bloomington man is accused of burglary. Daniel P. Simpson, 43, of the 3500 block of Cornelius Drive, is charged with burglary and unlawful use of a credit card for allegedly using a credit card that did not belong to him without the cardholder's consent on November 24th at Walmart on West Market Street. According to court documents, he used the card for more than $300 worth of items. A warrant for his arrest was issued February 21st, and he was taken into custody March 10th. Simpson was released on a $10,000 personal recognizance bond. We'll take a short break now and return with the second half hour of the Pantograph for March 12th. Please stay tuned.